Well, shit, I'll be in a newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Presidential office calls for mandatory parliamentary consultations to name prime minister on Monday. Competition between McCarthy, backed by the duo, Jumblat and Makhzoomi, supported by Jaja and Mayul. US, British and Israeli strikes on Yemen as Sana'a signals escalation, the political editor wrote. The caretaker, Prime Minister Najib McCarthy, may find his recent visit to Damascus and the initiation of discussions on organizing bilateral relations, guided by the priorities outlined in President General Joseph Aoun's inaugural address, either his final act in office or the first step in a new tenure. This depends on whether he is appointed to form the new government following President Aoun's call for mandatory parliamentary consultations to nominate the first Prime Minister of the new term. These consultations, set to last throughout Monday, will culminate in the announcement of the candidate with the highest parliamentary support. Opposition blocs are convening Sunday evening to select their nominee, following Lebanese forces leader Samir Jaja's announcement of two potential candidates, MP Ashraf Rifi and Fouad Makhzoomi. Sources within the participating blocs suggest Makhzoomi is the likely choice, given his chances of securing additional backing from the independent MPs and groups outside the meeting. Makhzoomi's camp has repeatedly been engaging with the Free Patriotic Movement and Beirut's MPs to negotiate agreements related to cabinet representation and portfolio allocation in exchange for his nomination. Meanwhile, Najib McCarthy enjoys the support of major blocs, including the Amal Hezbollah Alliance, the Democratic Gathering, Marada Movement, National Accord, National Moderation, Independent MPs, and Tashnag MPs. The stance of the change of MPs remains fluid, with some leaning toward nominating McCarthy. The Free Patriotic Movement's decision will be pivotal in shaping the final outcome. In the region, over 30 airstrikes by US, British and Israeli warplanes targeted multiple Yemeni provinces, including the capital Sana'a. Despite claims of targeting military objectives, the strikes predominantly hit civilian, economic and infrastructure sites. Yemeni sources suggest that Sana'a is considering expanding its countermeasures, with the recent targeting of the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier signaling the potential inclusion of US bases in the region as targets. Clear warnings may also be sent to the US, indicating Yemen's readiness to shut down Bab al-Mandeb Strait to energy and other trade if aggression persists.